We have a God story for you, and it's Lutheran Bible translators, because they are doing amazing things in this world, particularly in Papua New Guinea, where we are trying to raise some funds so that they can help the people that live in these little villages. They can all learn about Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, so they too can be one of those that end up in heaven with us.
This is Keith and Sheila on Bridge FM, and yeah, we're talking about Lutheran Bible translators this week, and you can help support that work. And we've got the CEO from LBT with us today, Rich Radowski. And Rich, welcome back in the studio. Tell us a little bit about how we can help your guys' work in Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, I mean, the most helpful thing is to give, honestly. The campaign for the radio station here is $10,000, right?
Right.
To launch into PNG, that's going to deploy equipment and the next level of training that's required to equip the folks that are already in place. So we got folks that are gospel-driven, they are mission-focused, they're ready to roll, and so we want to get the equipment they need in their hands and also just the exposure to translation principles, training, how to really understand and process a text and then speak that in their language. So that all costs money, and there's an invitation here to be part of the movement that's going to ensure that everybody on the planet has access to God's word by 2033. So the invitation is to give, but the invitation is to be part of something that's never happened before and is never going to happen again. That's what we're asking.
I think that takes a little prayer.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
That could be the absolute one thing that you could do.
Pray, and if you can give, do that. And what's a great way to get in on giving?
Our website is a great place to look at all this stuff, lbt.org. It's really easy to navigate, so you can see pray, give, advocate, our invitations to you right there. And for giving, $10, $35 translates a verse of scripture.
Oh, yeah.
Advocating, telling folks that, again, there's a movement now that we can be a part of to be sure that everybody has access to the Bible. Yeah. And tell everybody to get involved. We have a chance to do this.
You are going to be part of a great celebration this coming Sunday night. Are you excited about that?
I'm pumped. Yeah, I'm so excited to be part of the Lutheran Mission Federation's Reformation Festival this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. at St. Peter's in Brownstown. And I get to preach, which I love doing, sharing about how God's at work, how the Reformation continues every time somebody knows God's word more clearly. That's what we're all about.
Yeah, so come learn more about what's going on in with Lutheran Bible translators, and especially in Papua New Guinea too. So, and yeah, for more information and to give, you can go to lbt.org/bridgefm. That's lbt.org/bridgefm. And also on there, be aware that if you have given and then you go back to the page to watch the total go up, that won't happen. So it takes
about 24 hours.
There's a little process there.
Yep. Yeah. It goes through all that, and then it'll pop up on the website later. So, but yeah, you can give through the Ministry of Lutheran Bible Translators and all their awesome work that they're doing in Papua New Guinea. And Rich, anything else that you want to say before we wrap things up today?
Just real thankful to be here. And again, thank you all who are part of this, who are praying for us. We invite you again to be part of the awesome things that God's doing around the world.
Now, what are the three things that you guys invite people to do?
To pray, to give, or to advocate.
Let's do all if you can. Go to lbt.org for Lutheran Bible Translators. That's lbt.org/bridgefm. And Rich Radowski, the CEO of Lutheran Bible Translators, has been our guest this morning. Thank you so much for stopping by and hanging out with us. It's been fun.
It has been a blast. Thank you.
It's been great. Thank you.